sort of a bequest between Claudius Show and the historical, and it's back and forth about, you know, you promised us and you told us and you did for us, and how could this happen? You said that you're going to give us all good, and we're going to be unique and chosen. Why were they able to devastate us? And so on. Each and every one is about some Indian. You have to understand, there are chazal like that. There's a chazal that says, Mikra Achash L'Rosh HaTzadik, and it goes through all sorts of lechura equal dinim that the Shoyim has and Tzadikim have. And there are three Nevi'im that were mishtakeach with HaKadosh Baruch Hu about Tov and Ra. The ability to do so, the way to do so, is not... There is no vikuach between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. There's no way a person can have a vikuach with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I mean, it's not shaykh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everything, and we're nothing. There's no... The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is understands and knows has no shaykhus. Our non-understanding is not a kasha. So the name of this, there's no vikuach in terms of an argument where it's, you know, you argue your point versus HaKadosh Baruch Hu's point back and forth. That's not... It's pure in the etzem havana of how it's the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it takes on one of two forms. Either it takes on the format of its priority, like the Nevi'im wanted a gilui of understanding, since there's a fear of us to understand as much as we can understand. Understand our mouth, the earth, the muscle. Even though at the beginning we couldn't understand our mouth, the earth, we had to go around and ask and exhaust the possibilities of knowing and understanding. Knowing and understanding is a part of Torah and part of the fear of a person, as much as the daily Masechet, as much as you being can. That's a validity. And then there's a second way, like we said before, that the Maestro, that somebody said, yes, sorry, that doesn't understand. By saying it is so incomprehensible, it's expressing a certain devastation. When a person is going through, a person who's a knowledgeable person, and he goes through a medical procedure that's difficult, but he understands why he's going through it and what purpose, it helps him bear it. A child or somebody who has no idea what's going on and just has these terrible, terrible things happening to him is much more terrorized by it than anything. The pain is intensified because of the incomprehensibility of it. So it's an expression of power. You told us we're chosen. You told us we're the best. You told us we're the oh, we're chosen that. And we are being whipped around in a horrendous fashion. So it's an expression of tzar. And there's another thing also. Kiddush Hashem, anything, the word to be Mekadosh Shmei Kadosh Baruch Hu and so on, means where I take it to the point of past reason. Mesiras Nefesh is past reason. It's past the point of my service and my Yiddish. The whole Kiyah, the whole Kiyah goes with the Spinus, and then it ends. The after Tzadik HaKol Abo, you're right, L'cho Hashem Astoka V'Navdika Pesiba. You are Kadosh Baruch Hu, you're right, and we will be Mastik you with Siba. In other words, emulating this Shio's act, we need to get a sense of why these things happen. If we exhaust them and we don't have an answer, you find a little bit muscled in Paris. I remember Jensky was Mashiach Slavovka, he was killed in the war in the ghetto, very terrible way. The Germans beat him to pulp, then to the hospital, and then they burnt all the hospital down. So he gay problem, he had problems in the ghetto, and he has a list of inyanim that he felt that Chayisul needs to be mitpatrik. There is the makom that a person should try to be mitpatrik to myself and make a chesed nefesh, what needs to be put in. But when a person is exhausted that, and a person doesn't understand, that's the nafstik of the chibah. That's the point where you pick up your hands and say, it's you alone, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not, because it's not comprehensible, the Apikreter says, because it's not comprehensible, because I, pointing out when you don't understand that it's wrong, that's reducing the world to that person's little box on his head, that's it. We say, we are in a matzah, it's a tekufa that kol kulei yad Hashem. My father's house in the ghetto, the Mother Romansky used to be there. Mother Romansky was one of the giants of Musa and learning in Europe. He tells us about the afterwards. He survived the war with died shortly afterwards. And he used to say Shuzen, and he was an extremely, extremely intelligent person in terms of evaluating situations and like that. But the theme in his Shmuzen was that he would say, I don't see any German soldiers marching. I see Tzukim of Tanakh. Vim Lloyd was, the Tzukim was, Vim Lloyd Biyak Chazok Emach Alecha. Because Shmuzen says, if nothing's going to help, then I'm going to force my way in. But the sense of understanding that when something is beyond the control of the human thing, when suffering and sorrow become incomprehensible, then we're witnessing a Yad Hashem Kula. And the only thing we can do in that situation is not speak with people.